Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, November 24th. Local early morning temperatures range from 34 degrees in Tannersville to 42 in Kinderhook and Copake. Regional average soil temperature is 42 degrees. The area is cooling off again as we hit a high of only 41 at 12 p.m. A breeze will put conditions at cold, so wrap up if going out. Overnight, temperatures dip to 25 degrees. Then, tomorrow, we pop back up to 39. Expect skies to get cloudy by the end of the day. 24 degrees overnight takes us into a cold and wet Sunday. High of 43 happens at 1 p.m. Around that time, rain chances enter the area. That rain gets stronger overnight as temperatures fall to only 38 degrees. Monday, some lingering rain will be about and we get a high of 48. Sunset today will be at 4:14 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:53 a.m. Looking way up, we see solar activity has increased tenfold over the past week. A couple Hadouken were released this morning. Weekend could be interesting as a very unstable sunspot group is swinging into view and could start popping off heavy X-class flares. At the same time, the coronal ejection trajectories have yet to be pinned down. I'm not saying a bunch of satellites are going to fail, but this is the setup that would need to be in place for that sort of storm to occur. Stay tuned. Spaceweather.com and solarham.net are good sources for such things. Again, that's spaceweather.com and solarham.net. Most people should just expect poor radio reception, including GPS, and more dropped calls at the edges of coverage areas. Plasma winds will be slow at 354 kilometers per second with a thin density of 3 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 8 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight, with good conditions below 4 megahertz. There are no chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 176. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.